I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed. My faith grows stronger, and I learn how to be an overcomer. Even if something seems a puzzle to you or me, and we just think, you know, what does it mean? What's going on? How could I even begin to find out what to do about it? God is not trying to find the answer. He already knows. He already knows. And so you come to Him reminding yourself of that. He already knows. He didn't have to find it. He didn't have to figure it out. He didn't have to come up with it. I just need to find out from Him what to do. And thank God when you find that out, His words, none of His words are void of power. There's a quickening in them to enable you to do what you couldn't do before He told you. But when He told you, now you can. Amen. Father, all of us present ourselves before You today, and we yield ourselves to You, seeking You for the answers, for the direction, for the help right now. We say, Lord, not our will, but Your will be done. Not what we think, but Your plan, Your ways. Quicken us. Open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, our minds. Open Your word to us. Ask for utterance and grace and anointing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord. We have been on a series for a number of weeks now that we're calling Faith for Provision. And we're going one after another through 30 reasons, not just opinions and theories, from Scripture, 30 truths from Scripture, why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. I know that's a big statement. And the question is that true? Is that true? Well, we're giving you all these reasons why you can be sure it's true. It's revealed in His Word. And if the Word says it, you don't have to question it.
Right.
You don't have to wonder about it. Say it out loud, abundant provision.
Abundant provision.
Is always
God's will
for us all.
For us all.
Abundant provision.
Is always
God's will.
For me.
Hallelujah. Now, I can sense already from the time we began this 27 reasons ago till now, we are more persuaded,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because we hadn't just been talking about what I think or what you think. We've been looking at what He said. And that's how faith comes, is hearing what He said. So turn with me again to Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning in verse 31. Jesus said, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. This should include all unbelievers and people outside covenant. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Like I've mentioned before, I've heard preachers say, well, we may not know what we need, you know, because somebody was saying, praying for, I need money to pay my house payment. I need my apartment rent. I need money for groceries. And I've heard people say, well, I understand, but, you know, you may not know what you need. My kids need food, and I can't be sure. Did I need some groceries? Ridiculous.
Right.
I said ridiculous. And some of the other stuff that people say is just as ridiculous. They don't realize it. God is a father.
Yeah. Yes.
He's a good father.
Yes.
He's not a deadbeat dad.
That's right.
Amen.
Huh? Who leaves his family and won't help provide or do anything. He's the opposite of that. He's a more than enough father. And so it says as plainly as you can say it, Jesus said it, your Father knows that you need these things. Said out loud, my Father God,
my Father God knows
I have need of all these things. So you don't have to question whether you actually need it or not. Yes, God knows you need it. So you should know too. But seek ye first. Instead of seeking the things, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. This is our 28th reason in our study of 30 reasons about it being God's will for us to have abundance. And that is seeking God. Number 28, seeking God, which involves seeking His kingdom, seeking what He says is right, seeking His will, His ways, everything that pertains to Him. Because He said, if you seek Him, what's going to happen? All what? He's specifically talking about material things, food, clothing, and then He branches it out. All these kind of things shall be. Could you say that's for everybody?
Yes.
Every generation,
yes.
Every situation.
Yes.
You begin to see why I say that like I did. Abundant provision for us all, always. That's what the Scripture reveals. He said, all these things will be added to you. We saw in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, in the 6th verse, He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For the person that comes to God, you can't come to God, you can't get anywhere with God, or hearing from God, receiving from God, any of that, unless you do you believe these two things. It's not optional. You got to believe them. Number one, that God is.
Yes.
Now, boy, you could preach on this a long time. Yeah. The great I am. Yeah. He am what? He am too much to put in one phrase. He am everything good. And He is God. If you're questioning, well, you know, some people think God exists and some people don't, and I just don't know. You can't even get started.
No.
You can't even come to God. You can't even approach. How are you going to approach someone you don't even believe they exist? And why would you try to talk to somebody that you don't even believe is there? If they're not there, they can't hear you. You must believe that He is. And, you know, I like what one minister said I heard years ago. Genesis 1:1 said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He stopped and said, if you're okay with that verse, you'll be okay with the rest of the Bible. If you're not okay with that verse, you're not okay with the rest of it. Because you're not going to believe the rest of what He said. If He is God, He created the planet. He created our sun, our star.
Yes.
He created our solar system. He created our galaxy. He created all that's beyond that. He created us.
Amen.
He gave us life and awareness and understanding. What does that mean? That means He can do anything that you would ever possibly need. He can do it.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
He can do it.
Yes.
So certainly you should be coming to Him.
Yes.
And looking to Him and asking Him. But that's not the end of it. A lot of people, church-going people, they do believe that. They believe that God exists. They believe that God is real. They believe He is all-knowing. They believe He is all-wise. They believe He is all-powerful. And they stop there. They don't believe the second part of this. What do you mean? What's the second part of Hebrews 11:6? Must believe he is, and must believe he is a rewarder of those that seek him. Why are you making a deal out of that, Brother Keith? Because there are people that believe it's possible they could pray their heart out, they could search from next 20 years, and it may come to nothing. Because God just may know better that they don't need provision, they don't need to be healed, they don't need an answer, they're better off. No. That's not, he said, you got to believe that God's going to respond to you.
Yes.
You got to believe.
Yes.
This is believing. Believing in his existence is believing in his ability and knowledge. Believing he's a rewarder is believing in what kind of God. Oh, come on, y'all, listen. What kind of person he is. He's a good God. Huh? You seriously reach out to him, he will not ignore you. I said he will not. He will not ignore you. You endeavoring to hear from him, to find out his will and plan, and to believe him, to obey him, he will not neglect you. He will never leave you or forsake you or let you down. Never. But if you're not convinced of that, then you will half-heartedly pray or say, and then you'll quit day after tomorrow if you don't see everything come to pass, and just give up and be faithless. But through faith and patience, through faith and perseverance, you don't quit. Every day you say, no, the Lord heard me. He'll show me. He's ordering my steps. He's directing my paths. He is with me. And if he is with me, no enemy can be against me or overcome me. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Go to the, we saw in the 7th chapter here, 7:7, ask, it'll be given. Seek, you'll find. Knock, it'll be open. Everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds. To him that knocks, it shall be. Don't you like that language? It shall be. It shall be added to you. It shall be opened. Now go to the 13th chapter, please. Matthew 13:44. Jesus said again, the kingdom of heaven. Now let's just stop right here. Our text, what did it say? Verse 33, seek ye first. What? Kingdom of God, or sometimes he calls it kingdom of heaven. Seek that and his rightness, and all these material things will be added to you. Here he's saying the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hid in a field, for which when a man has found. Now let's just stop right here. How did he find it? How did he find this treasure? He went on a treasure. Oh, you guys are sharp. He went on a treasure hunt. He went on a treasure search. He went on a treasure seek. Right? And what did he do? He found it. He found it. You know the people who never look for treasure? They never find it. Right? Which when a man found, he hid it, and for joy thereof, he went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Now, he's still talking about the same kind of thing. He said the Gentiles, that's their priority. They're seeking after that. They're after the money, the house, the car, the stuff. That's their priority. And he didn't say you don't need that stuff. He said the Father knows you do need the stuff. But don't do what they do. Don't make that your life and your priority and seek that. Seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom. Well, that means that you are willing to sacrifice to accomplish the kingdom, to fulfill God's kingdom plan, knowing that even if you give or spend everything you've got today, there's a lot more where that came from. Your source will replenish you. Right? And more beyond. But notice, he sold everything he had. Right? He liquidated. Why? Not because he wanted to go broke.
Right.
Not because he thought being poor would help him develop in piety. No, it's because he's after this treasure. Come on, can you see that? And he is not just, he's not losing something. He's gaining the treasure. Now keep reading. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. Now he's talking about super expensive pearls. Now, you know, if God don't like nice stuff, these aren't the best examples. Right? If God is appalled, because, I mean, you know, you could get the idea from reading this, might be okay to have some pearls. Right?
Yes.
And if the Lord really was opposed to such things, he's really smart. He could come up with different examples that wouldn't leave this kind of impression. No, who made pearls? Who made diamonds? Who made rubies? Yeah, right? And in heaven, we've already talked about this. This is his choice. He lives amazingly, extravagantly. I mean, gold streets and pearl gates and jewel walls and amazing garments. And this is, you know, the Bible said Jesus has got a gold band across his chest. And are you upset about a little one on somebody's finger? Then you're going to be in shock when you get there, right? No. God's, you know, wealth, riches, jewels, precious metals, finery, these things, that's God's idea. He came up with that. He created that. Now, things have been perverted and misused, but God created it. It's his concept. It's his creation. Verse 45, a man was doing what? Seeking goodly pearls. Looking for them. Huh? Searching high, searching low, asking people where I heard about some pearls, right?
Yes.
Now, why am I talking about this? Why is Jesus talking about this? You got to be on a mission, right?
Yeah.
And every day of your life, I'm on a mission.
Yeah.
What? Seeking God, seeking his kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Seeking the furtherance of his gospel and the building of his church. And what are these things to us? They are like the special treasure. They are like the pearl of all pearls. He was seeking. Verse 46, when he found, hold up. Why did he find it? Come on, let's make it clear. Verse 45, what was he doing?
Seeking
goodly pearls. And then what happened? He found not just a pearl. He found the pearl. Oh, he found pearl. The pearl that was on Pearl Monthly magazine cover. Is that right? That people had heard about but thought it was a myth. Pearl can't be that big. It can't be that beautiful. It can't be that perfectly round and clear. It can't be. It can't be. He found it. Said he found it. And he found the pearl of great price. And then he went home and cried. Because he could never buy it. The end. Huh? Reckon this pearl was expensive. Come on, help me out. Huh?
Yes.
It's the pearl. Even tells you the pearl of what kind of price?
Big
price.
Yes.
Great price. Mm-hmm. He went and sold all that he had. He had stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He had enough that he could get it.
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't it already gone? Because most people couldn't buy it. But God enabled him to find it and pay for it. Oh, come on, can y'all see this? Is this a principle? We saw it in Chronicles. We saw it in Psalms. We've seen it in Jeremiah. We saw it in Hebrews. We saw it in Matthew. Is this principle all through the Word of God? Seek God and what? Prosper. Seek God and find the great treasure. Seek God and find the most expensive pearl. And not just lament that you can't have it, that you wish you could have it. God had already provided him, already, can you see this? Yes. Already had him in a position that all he had to do was sell some stuff, and he paid cash. He just sold some stuff. Well, he's in the pearl business. So what's coming next? He's about to make a bunch of money. Is that right? Off the big pearl. And when we find the will of God and the plan of God and we pursue it and fulfill it, will there be reward for us too?
Yes.
And should we believe God to have all the resources?
Yes.
All the resources that we should never say, I feel like the Lord told us to do this, start this church, have this meeting, send the gospel over here, get on the TV, the internet, or publish these books, or whatever it is. And I really felt like we were supposed to do it, but we can't because we don't have the money. It's going to cost X amount, and we just can't do it. Does that sound right?
No.
In light of everything that we're looking at and hearing, that I found the pearl of great price. I found it.
Yes.
I found it. I got the plan.
Yes.
I got the direction. I got it.
Yes.
And what? But it's going to cost $3 million. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost $10 million. And I got $3,800. So I guess we just won't be able to do it.
No.
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 No. Seek Him.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Yes.
Seek Him and His kingdom.
Yes.
And His rightness, when the Lord tells you, the Lord has prompted me and Phyllis, my wife, and myself, I don't know how many times, to give all we had or more than we had and believe for the balance to be able to do it. And do I ever remember the Lord coming to us and saying, is this a good time for you to do this? Do you have enough to do? He knows exactly what's going on, and He knows what you got in hand, and He knows what you don't got in hand, and He still told you to do it. Why? Because He likes faith.
Yes.
He likes faith. Do you remember when the thousands were sitting on the hillside listening to Jesus preach, and the disciples said, you need to send these people away because there's no place to get food around here, and it's been a long time. They're going to get hungry. Some of them may faint and fall out before they be able to travel all the way back home. And Jesus said, you feed them. Thousands of people, maybe 10, maybe 15,000 people. And they said, well, X amount of money wouldn't be enough. Well, now, they wouldn't have brought that up unless they had some money. Can you see this?
Yes.
They had enough money to try to do something with it. And He said, no, what do you have in hand now? And they said, well, nothing except this little boy's lunch. You see, the Lord delights in you not seeing and knowing how it could work, but you trust in Him anyway. And you say, well, Lord, you know. So how are we going to do this? Seek the Lord. Ask the Lord to show you how to do it, and He'll show you. And you take a step, and then you take another step, and the next thing you know, you have bought and paid for the big pearl. Woo! Somebody say the big pearl. The big pearl. He sought it. He found it. He got it. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 1 talks about this. And he said in the very beginning of Psalm 1, Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man. that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate night and day. Does that sound like seeking God?
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. Your delight. Now back then all they had was the law, and then they had the prophets. Now we got the gospels, we got the epistles. So delighting yourself in the Word of God, which is why we just keep on doing faith school. Yes. We want to talk about more reasons and more word, right? Yes. Delight yourself in it. And then after you've heard it, that's not the end of it. You think about it the rest of the day and the night and tomorrow. And you just keep thinking about what God said, what God said, what God said. And what will happen to you? You will prosper. Is that right? He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. If you are a tree planted by rivers, you don't need a sprinkler system. Your river roots are in the river. Your roots, I'm trying to say, are in the river. Hallelujah. You got all the water you could ever possibly need. You'll bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah. And our time's up again today. Child of God, seek God every day, and you can count on him prospering you. I'm sure enjoyed being with you again this week. The Lord is building us up in our faith. At the end of every week, I always like to speak over, pray over our partners, because I know many of you are, and it means so much to us that you are. You heard us this week talking about seeking God for his plan. You don't just want to make your plans for your family, your business, your profession, and then ask God to bless them. You want to back up and seek him. What is his plan for your family? What is his plan for your business? And his plan's already blessed. So, Father, I pray over all of our partners and our friends that receive this. Reveal to them your plan. And in any way that they've made plans that's not your plan, show them that that's not the way to go and what your plan actually is. And show them the steps and the ways that they may prosper, that they may increase, that they may do wonderfully well in life and in every good thing. In Jesus' name, we ask it. We thank you for it. Amen. We're expecting this for you. Let us know in testimonies of the good things God is doing. We'll see you soon in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390